Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Walking Through Paintings. Have you ever had that fantasy when looking at a really beautiful painting, a landscape or something else where it would be amazing to be able to walk through it? To see the characters, the creatures, the flora and fauna, all of it from a different angle. Wouldn't it be wonderful to just close your eyes and experience that sensation? That moment where it begins is both important and it isn't. Looking at a singular painting that draws you in. First, looking at the overall picture. The composition, the colors, the contrast. The beauty of the simplicity of the strokes. And imagine yourself getting closer, observing the very details of the painting, slowly piecing together how the hands of the artist must have moved. As strokes of the brush are still visible on the painting itself. Slowly, almost feeling the colors blend together. From basic to the more subtle shades and hues. Landscapes, colors, water, sky, perhaps a cliff, or maybe a single tree with shade beneath. No matter what the painting is, imagine yourself slowly falling into it. A gentle sinking into that wonderful feeling of wonder. Like a dream. Drifting into a landscape of color. Initially, the whole world may be frozen in time, like the painting itself being a moment of imagination or a fraction of a vision. Slowly looking at the things around you, coarse brush strokes up close. Almost able to touch them and feel the paint melt and shift beneath the pressure. And then slowly as you get more attuned to the experience, the world around you becomes more vivid and alive. Simple currents of air begin to move. Wind blowing along the fields. Ripples in water breathing life to the whole world around you. And then you can truly step in deep. Little drops from a waterfall sound spreading through your mind, wonderful feelings fluttering with butterflies around you. Colors mixing and blending together, streaks in the air where a moment before something was moving. And from one painting into the next, sometimes you have this feeling that if you were to turn around or to take a large step, crossing a bridge or passing through some sort of doorway, you end up somewhere else. The sky shifting color, clouds forming along, and of course, the far distance melting away into something else. Beneath your feet, the flowers have changed, the ground stopping not too far from here. Perhaps an outlook, maybe a cliff, a view of an ocean, a large sea, or a powerful river. And another step into the shadow, changing the landscape once again, almost as if walking through seasons. The colors shifting to the autumn hues, vivid colors becoming more muted, yet the leaves becoming so many more things. And then all the shapes drifting on the surface of the water, carried along as your mind is being pulled along a different stream. A picnic underneath a tree. The blanket clearly visible, the basket in the center. And then a little step, a drop, a drift into a different place again. White, snow, shadow, contrast. It almost feels like the world has changed into black and white, with some subtle color remaining of the houses in the distance. But the darker trunks carrying some remains of the snow that has fallen just before create a beautiful contrast, a wonderful tapestry of lines and shapes. Frozen water reflecting the sky. Is it clear or stormy? That sound of ice cracking. And the beautiful, strange sounds of silence with the snow damping everything. Bending down to draw in the snow allows you to feel that it's warm like paint. And then when you make a little swirl, the world around you seems to light up. Spring returning. The colors, birds, insects, butterflies, bees, everything slowly swarming around you and forming a landscape, spreading out into a beautiful, luscious light. Water lilies dotting the surface, flowers on top of them reflected, color contrasting the curious greens, until finally you look up and the sky changes, slowly returning to fall with you as the night fell. The light of the moon caressing the landscape in beautiful, gentle light. The contrast all but disappeared, and yet the swirl of the clouds creates a pattern in the sky that is just hypnotizing. The light of the moon glows, deep, blank, drifting. Then a warm feeling of nothingness as you lay back and let the sun rise again. The beautiful paintings of the colors of the sun as it peaks above the horizon. Intense clouds barely hiding the intensity of what is about to arrive. Rays spreading high above you, colors ranging from deep red to bright yellow, mixing orange and pink, hiding the blues all around you. The swirls of sunrise spreading through your mind as you walk along a bridge. Your own footsteps disappearing into the dream, and one of those classic old bridges curved over a river, a railing following the form. And as you stand in the center, you recognize yourself painted into the picture, and you can feel a perfect calm as your own mind draws back and views the whole landscape, allowing the bridge to disappear into the distance. Fields, mountains, valleys, until nothing remains. Perhaps a lonely windmill. Flowers of color. until your mind has blissfully faded away. And a wonderful silence remains. In a moment, I'm going to count you back up. And as I do, you'll return with a refreshed awareness, bringing with you the fantastical landscapes and visions that you've seen, felt, heard. And I hope they will bring you much calm and joy, and help you to feel rested. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. Thank you for listening.